You're listening to the Injury Helpline Podcast, making injury law easier for everyone.
We're back, and today we're hitting the brakes on something that's gaining speed fast, e-bikes. They're everywhere, but what most riders don't realize is the hidden danger. Here's a shocking stat. E-bike accidents lead to 3 times more severe injuries than regular bike crashes. So, in this episode, we're diving into what's behind the risk and what you need to know to stay safe and protected.
Do you know what's really interesting about that statistic? It's not just about the higher speeds. It's about how unprepared both riders and drivers are for these new dynamics on our roads.
Exactly right. And here's something that caught my attention while researching this topic. Many e-bikes can reach speeds of 20 miles per hour or more, but nearly 40% of riders have never received any formal training on how to handle these powered vehicles.
That's particularly concerning when you consider how quickly these vehicles have become part of our transportation landscape. How are cities even keeping up with the infrastructure needs?
Well, that's the thing. Most aren't. Many cities are still using bike lanes and traffic systems designed for traditional bicycles, which creates this perfect storm of safety issues when you add in vehicles moving at much higher speeds.
And I imagine that's where the injury helpline comes in, especially since these accidents often fall into such complicated legal territory.
Absolutely right. And here's what makes the injury helpline so crucial. They offer free consultations 24/7, connecting victims with lawyers who specifically understand these unique cases. You know, many people don't realize that standard auto insurance policies often won't cover e-bike accidents.
That's such an important point about insurance coverage. I've heard about cases where victims were left completely stranded because they assumed their regular insurance would protect them.
Let me share something even more concerning. Studies show that head injuries from e-bike accidents are nearly twice as severe as those from traditional bicycle accidents. Yet helmet use among e-bike riders is actually lower than among regular cyclists.
Oh, wow, that really puts things in perspective. What should someone do immediately after an e-bike accident?
Well, the first steps are crucial. Seek immediate medical attention, document everything about the accident scene, and, this is key, contact the injury helpline before making any statements to insurance companies. You know, many victims don't realize that what they say in those first few hours can significantly impact their case.
And I imagine timing is really critical in these situations, especially with all the complex regulations around e-bikes.
Exactly. And here's something most people don't know. The legal time limits for filing claims vary dramatically by state, and missing these deadlines can completely eliminate your right to compensation. That's why having immediate access to legal expertise through the injury helpline is so valuable.
Do you know what's fascinating? These accidents often involve multiple factors: rider experience, road conditions, and vehicle interactions. It must make determining liability incredibly complex.
That's right, and it's why having proper legal representation is so crucial. The Injury Helpline's nationwide network of attorneys understands these complexities and can help navigate everything from insurance claims to potential product liability issues if there's a mechanical failure involved.
So these attorneys really need to understand both traditional traffic law and the emerging regulations around e-bikes.
Precisely. And they need to stay current, because these regulations are constantly evolving. You know, some states are just now starting to implement specific e-bike classification systems, which can directly impact liability in accident cases.
That must make it especially important to have local legal expertise.
It really does. And that's another advantage of the injury helpline. They connect you with attorneys who understand your specific local regulations. Plus, since these consultations are free, there's no risk in reaching out to understand your options.
And I understand most of these attorneys work on a contingency basis, right?
That's correct. They only get paid if you win your case. And here's something important to remember. Even if you think your accident was minor, injuries from e-bike accidents often become more serious over time. That's why getting that free consultation right away is so crucial.
These cases really do require specialized knowledge, don't they?
They absolutely do. And as e-bikes continue growing in popularity, having access to legal expertise through services like the Injury Helpline becomes even more essential. Remember, They're available 24/7, nationwide, and ready to connect you with the right attorney for your specific situation.
That kind of immediate access to legal help could really make the difference in these cases.
It often does. And here's my final thought. Whether you're riding an e-bike or sharing the road with one, understanding your rights and having access to legal support through the Injury Helpline provides crucial peace of mind in this rapidly evolving transportation landscape.